Blog Talk Radio. Open Talk 2. What's up, everybody? It's the Real Cindy right here at Open Talk 2, giving y'all a mid-morning show, y'all. Very exciting. Y'all got to check out this interview. I'm just going to jump right into it, and I'm going to come back with some music. But, y'all, this is going to be the best interview yet for 2024. So, again, don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. Is my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard? Tell somebody.
All right, Open Talk 2 listeners, I am blessed today to have on the show, I got Dr. Erica Holmes, relationship expert, author. She's an expert in mental health and just so many, the list goes on and on and on and on. Today she's here. Hello. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about, how did you choose get in this profession? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm a licensed psychologist, mm-hmm. and, you know, the road was long and windy, but I noticed that very early on, I wanted to actually be a medicine. I wanted to be a obstetrician, but then realized when I got to college that I don't want to see any blood, so that doesn't work.
Okay.
That doesn't work, you know, girl. It took me a while kind of looking and studying and just realized and acknowledged my love for people.
Okay.
And really trying to understand. I really wanted to understand people. Sometimes I would be friends with or hang out or with, you know, people who my mother would be like, don't hang out with those people. But I'm like, I really want to see what makes them tick, what's going on. And they're good people underneath. They just sometimes make bad decisions. And all of that kind of came together when I discovered sociology and psychology.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, you know, we learn who we are, and if, therefore if we learn from behaviors that aren't quite healthy, that means we can unlearn them, and I wanted to be instrumental in helping folks unlearn it.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this. I know you have probably had many sessions with different people and, you know, different scenarios. So my thing is, how can couples or partners keep the heart happy in a relationship?
The truth of the matter is, there isn't one way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Couples have to find what works for them.
Okay.
And understand their needs individually,
mm-hmm.
and the needs of the relationship. Work towards those. From my perspective, a couple can have a happy life if both of them are invested in getting to know themselves and each other. Like, that's the main ingredient.
Now, see, you know, if I was on my shoes on the foot, I would say communication. But, you know, see, that's why you're the expert.
And, you know, one of the reasons that I don't use that word is because communication, saying we need to communicate. You don't know how many couples call me and they say we need to work on communication. Mm-hmm. And communication has become an umbrella term for everything.
Okay.
Everything. Yeah. So, you know, that's how we need to work on communication when somebody is having an affair. We need to learn how to talk about the affair or what? So, you know, communication has just been watered down so much that it means so many different things to different people. You would think that it means there's a hearer, there's a sender and a receiver, and that we understand each other's message, but it has been watered down and used so much that it really doesn't have the meaning that it, or what we commonly think.
Okay. I kind of see. I understand. So, do you believe in this new era of online dating? Do you think that's a good method of finding a good partner?
I found my husband online.
Really?
We've been together 15 years.
Oh, 15 years.
Married 14 and together 15. We got married a year and a month after we met.
You know, and it, well, I guess I've been married 36 years. And, my sister had been married 4 times, and, you know, she did some online dating. It didn't work for her, so I kept telling her, do speed dating or do a Christian dating, like maybe a church single group or something like that. But, I mean, I don't know. Like you said, again, with communication and all that, that's where she would run into roadblocks when she would do the online dating with communication, or the guys wouldn't be just transparent of what they wanted. So, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
You know,
but I also think that people have the same challenges if they meet him at the grocery store. So you have to have, the first book that I wrote is called Dating with Purpose, A Single Woman's Guide to Escaping No Man's
and
Land.
I'm actually going to get that book so I can give it to my sister. And
exactly. Yeah. And it's a workbook.
Okay.
So a lot of people date without having a purpose or a plan or really knowing what they're looking for,
uh-huh,
and how to assess that.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see online dating as just another avenue. You can meet them at the grocery store. You can meet them at church. You can meet them online. But it is who you choose to give attention and energy to.
Uh-huh.
Right? So everybody who tries to talk to you is not going to be the one that you want to talk to. So you have to do a quick assessment of that. And so it's really like doing quick assessments and moving on. And that's what I found with online dating. And interesting, even talking about a church group.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, my husband and I met online and discovered that we went to the same church, going to the same service. We were both at 9 a.m. service at the same church for years.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And we was funny because we're in Greek organization, so we saw each other's cars, but I never knew who drove that car. He didn't know until we met up for a lunch date. And I was like, that's your car? This is you? But yeah, we went to the same church because that was one of the criteria that I wanted someone who had a relationship with God. But it's a way that you go about it. You can meet somebody in a club. You can meet them anywhere, but if your mind isn't clear about how you're moving in this world of dating, it's all going to have the same outcome.
Okay. Oh, I love that. I love you already, girl. You know your stuff. Well, let me ask you. I know you have a few books. Like I said, I am going to purchase this Dating with Purpose for my sister. The intimacy, the sex.
Yes.
The activities. What's that about?
So this book, and we talk about, like, your first question about how can couples be happy.
Uh-huh.
So the book is entitled Intimacy Does Not Equal Sex, and it's 180 activities to help couples connect.
Okay.
And it's meant to help couples focus on getting to know and connecting with each other on a deeper level than sex. Like, there's 6 different types of intimacy that I talk about. And what I found when I'm working with couples, a lot of them are like, the spark is gone. I don't feel as connected to them, whether it's him or her or her or her. I don't feel as connected as we used to be. I don't get the butterflies anymore. And part of that is because they're growing in different directions and not intentionally focusing on continuing to get to know each other and be connected on a real deep level, mm-hmm, not just sex. Because sex is only going to take you so far.
That's right.
So, right, it's only going to take you so far and for so long. And then what happens, even for some couples, there are different things that happen when they their care aspects, whether it's medical or somebody's traveling for work and all of that. So keeping that spark alive. You remember, I don't know, you've been married 36 years, so think back to when you were a teenager, and you had that phone at home, and you could sit on the phone, you were interested in a guy, and you could sit on the phone and y'all
all night.
Excitement about new relationships and just chit-chatting. And what happens when people have been in relationships for a little while, that goes away because they get so caught up in the mundane activities of life that it just becomes kind of like, we get up in the morning, get dressed, get our kids together, you go to your way, get prepared, and we move on. And so this book is about, let's rekindle that giddiness that you had early on. That really just is interested and wanted you to stay there. And so the book is 180 activities across six types of intimacies to help people to, again, intimacy, the word comes from Latin, and it means, the Latin word is intimus, and it means the innermost part. So connecting emotionally, connecting physically, that's not just sex. Like touching each other, sitting next to each other. Okay, you're on the couch looking at the phone and somebody's on their computer, but what would happen if you were sitting next to each other and your thighs were touching or your arms were touching? That can help couples to feel more connected with each other.
Okay, so let me ask you, I just got a couple more questions. I have a girlfriend that kind of is going through the same situation with being married a long time, but her husband stays on his phone all the time, so she says. So if they're watching a TV show and he's always on the phone, so she feels like they don't have that connection. So she wanted me to ask you, what should she do?
So now this goes back to what you initially said earlier, communication, right? So
yep.
I would assume, has she talked to him about this? And then what is the alternative?
Okay. But we don't want to give her too much because we want her to become one of your clients.
She can find that
intimacy does not equal. I got some books I can buy for everybody now.
Right. But Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. My handle is It's Doc Erica.
I
So you can find me on it's.erica. So not the DR period, but D-O-C-E-R-I-C-A.
Okay, like Dr. Dre. Oh, is he? No, yeah, so exactly. What is, you know what? He is DR, not Dr.
Sorry, he's not right. D-O-C.
But you know, I'm old. I'm so old school. That's horrible. Thank you for taking time of your busy schedule to call the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, Open Talk 2 listeners, I am blessed today to have on the show, I got Dr. Erica Holmes, relationship expert, author. She's an expert in mental health and just so many. The list goes on and on and on and on. Today she's here. Hello. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of the show today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about how did you choose get in this profession? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm a licensed psychologist, mm-hmm. and, you know, the road was long and windy, but I noticed that very early on, I wanted to actually be in medicine. I wanted to be an obstetrician.
Really?
But then realized when I got to college that I don't want to see any blood, so that doesn't work.
Right. Okay.
That doesn't work. Okay. It took me a while kind of looking and studying and just realized and acknowledged my love for people.
Okay.
And really trying to understand. I really wanted to understand people. Sometimes I would be friends with or hanging out or with, you know, people who my mother would be like, go hang out with those people. But I'm like, I really want to see what makes them tick, what's going on. And they're good people underneath. They just sometimes make bad decisions. And all of that kind of came together when I discovered sociology and psychology.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, you know, how we learn who we are, and if, therefore if we learn some behaviors that aren't quite healthy, mm-hmm. that means we can unlearn them, and I wanted to be instrumental in helping folks unlearn it.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you this. I know you have probably had many sessions with different people and, you know, different scenarios. So my thing is, how can couples or partners keep the heart happy in a relationship?
The truth of the matter is, there isn't one way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? Couples have to find what works for them.
Okay.
And understand their needs individually,
mm-hmm.
and the needs of the relationship. And work towards those. From my perspective, a couple can have a happy life if both of them are invested in getting to.
All right, y'all. I am having some small technical difficulties. But, again, if you want to listen to the show, you want to hear the show, y'all want to find a little bit more about how to make your marriage or your relationship spicy and hot, I recommend you find this lady by the books. Hey, because I got them on my bucket list to buy for a couple of friends that's having issues in their relationships. But definitely check out Dr. Erica Holmes. I love her. Nice interview. Again, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties I was having. If I need to redo the interview over, hey, y'all let me know. If you want to be a part of the show, hit me up at www.opentalk2.co. And there's a link there that you can follow, or just email me directly at opentalk2.com. Got a lot of projects going on, y'all. Y'all, 2024 is going to be my year, my season. So definitely check me out. Don't take your eyes off me. Got a lot of things going on. Again, you want to be a part of any show, any part of my projects, hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Y'all, I'm up out of here. Have an awesome weekend rolling through. Hey, y'all, have a good weekend and be safe. I'm out of here.